Hello everyone, it's Gabriel here. It is Friday, July 18th, 2025, and wow, there has been a lot of change. I am now over 200 pounds down from just under a year ago. I really got started in late August, so in a month under a year, I have really made pretty big changes. In fact, today I had a, you know, non-scale victory is what they like to call them. I went to a store, found some shoes on clearance, and actually tied my own shoes for the first time in quite a while. I definitely know it's been many years since I've had shoes with laces on them, and being able to bend down and tie them is pretty nice. I will admit, this summer has been not the way I had hyped it up to myself to be. I had spent a lot of the winter time enduring it, telling myself, oh, you'll lose so much weight when the weather gets nicer. And truthfully, getting sick and some, you know, IRL drama definitely slowed things down a bit. But I'm really glad and things are going really well. People are really nice to me at the gym. I'm getting out more and it's all going super well. In fact, I should probably stitch in that I am actually the main character of the ad that played for my gym at the local movie theater, which I can now share with you guys for the heck of it. I guess not only am I a big weight loss guy, but I'm also a movie star because I got to see myself on the big screen. It's nice. And so many things have changed in this last year. It's been quite a whirlwind, honestly. I realized that like the first 100 pounds, I felt different, but I wouldn't say I started feeling better yet. I noticed that I'm like, I'm 100 pounds down, why can't I do all the things I want? I'm 200 pounds down, I still can't do all the things I want to do. It's going to take more effort, more time, but I'm starting to love the process. I am starting to appreciate the journey, and it's not an easy thing to appreciate. I can definitely admit there are many times where you get frustrated with it, where you know, really struggle. And I've struggled to even share some of the difficult times because, I mean, to me, it feels attention grabby enough to sit here and talk to a camera. It would be crazier if I'm pulling up the record every time I feel a little bit sad. I am trying to record more of those moments for myself, but it's not easy. I guess what I've been struggling with so much is I've had a taste of the capability and independence I'm really chasing in this journey. I've spent so long being frustrated with myself for what I can't do, and it's been difficult finding that boundary between, okay, I can push myself hard now, but what's too hard? What's going, you know, being unreasonable? Because it used to be that if I couldn't do something, I just couldn't do it. Not, oh, well, you can do this, but there are, you know, other sides to that equation. This journey really is humbling in so many different ways. And I really appreciate anyone who's been following my updates and really just offering encouragement as they can. I've gotten a lot of nice comments, even surprisingly early on. It really did start quickly from the moment of me even just publishing this on my own small blog that on a relatively unknown website. My personal website doesn't get a ton of traffic, but people would send emails, people would say hello. And I am glad I'm definitely at the point where people see the difference. People at the gym who've maybe seen me a couple of times are like, wow, you really changed. And it is nice to get those comments, but I'll admit, I kind of feel like my head's to the millstone. I have to keep pushing. It really is hard to live in the moment and smell the roses, so to speak. And that's kind of what I'm really trying to do. And I'm glad that, to put into perspective how much things have changed, I went from needing a ride to go to the gym. So my other half would put me in the car. And it was uncomfortable being in the car. You know, even getting my seatbelt on was very hard to do when I'm going to these personal training sessions. And so I would be driven there. I would do maybe a couple of exercises, maybe three or four in a session, you know, and then I would go home and then I would do nothing until the next session, the other part of the week. It would be twice a week. And as far as like doing things physically, that was all I could do starting out. You know, walking for 10 minutes was so hard. Really all independence had been robbed from me at that point. And it was really tragic. It was really frustrating. And I'm going to be honest, I really didn't believe I would be here sitting before you right now, 200 pounds lighter. Did I want it? Yeah, I absolutely wanted to be I really wanted to lose, 15 pounds a week, but I mean, that certainly was unreasonable. You can lose a lot at the start, but it does slow down, and I'm noticing it slowing down even when I'm really, got my ducks in a row. But the thing is that now I walked to the gym, which was about a 35-minute walk that used to be an hour, and now I, walked back after the session. So going from needing to be driven to the session, do the session, come home, don't do anything after that, to now I can walk to the gym by myself, don't even need to pay bus fare, and I can do the session, and then I can still be capable enough to walk home. And the other thing that I really felt with that was that when I first started at the gym, I'm really glad my trainer was so creative. Zach had a lot of interesting ideas on how to really get me started small. And one of the things I started with was the speed baggie, where you just, you punch it and it bounces back. And that's a, technically challenging thing to pull off. And it was nice because it was giving me something to focus on. I could go in there and before my session, I could spend like 10 minutes, trying to hit it, trying to get the rhythm. And it's funny because when I was starting out, just hitting it was hard, whatever. And when I went in today, now my breath is not the limitation. I can keep my hands up and I can keep hitting it. It's like the technique is the difficulty. I'm so glad that cardio skills are not the limitation anymore. And I think that has a lot to do with what I've been doing in the gym. I think it has a lot to do with the fact that I've been swimming, twice a week whenever I can, and I've been relatively consistent at that. And the walks have been great. I'm walking clearly faster because I'm getting places faster now in less time, and that's really nice. And it's all going pretty good. Food has been going pretty well. I have, right now, I'm thawing it in the sun. I've got some chocolate protein powder mixed with Greek yogurt. This has been my absolute summer treat. I've been having a ton of it. And it's funny because I actually used to do a lot of biking. The last time I lost weight, I did so much biking. I missed that so much, but unfortunately, basically it got so bad that it's like I started putting on weight and the front tire broke. I tried getting a bigger bike, then things got in the way. And it was hard because I've really missed my biking this entire time. Like, biking is, I guess, the next big milestone for me, because being 200 pounds down is nice, but I think biking again will be the big, like, wow, I've actually done it victory for me. And so I'm not quite there yet. I'm going to wait to be at least in the low 300s. Because I actually went through my old Strava profile, because those of you who may know me now as a very privacy conscious individual who's like shies away from these kind of things, but I used to use a lot of it. In fact, that's part of the reason why I have the views on this stuff I have now, whereas I've kind of realized the consequences of, I guess, oversharing such minute data points everywhere and all these problems. And of course, I'm repeating the same mistake by recording this outside, but you know how it is. So I went through my old Strava profile and I actually had a couple of photos, not just of the trips, but actually of me. And that was really nice because I actually got dates. I actually found an old photo of myself in 2017. And what was nice about that is it answers the question I've had as I've started actually losing weight and realized, oh no, I'm going to change, is I actually have a pretty good idea what I might look like. Maybe not when I'm done, but at least when I'm in the low 300s. When I'm in the low 300s, I'll probably throw the photo up. There's this picture of me that I took forever ago in 2017, and I'll start looking like that. And then once I'm really pushing below, then I have no idea again. I'll have to look elsewhere. I mean, I have photos of when I was like really young, like a teenager, but I'm assuming I've aged a bit. When I brought up uncertainty about how I looked, a lot of people got back to me with yeah, that's what aging's like, Gabriel. But it's been great. It's been a great journey, honestly. I'm lucky in so many ways. I really have to give thanks for all the kindness and support and encouragement I've gotten from people. This is something that I've had to kind of do a leap of faith to launch into, because this has been my only focus for the last year. I haven't really been doing a whole lot of other stuff. Yes, I've still been updating my blog. I've still been updating articles. I've still been doing a couple of things at the side. But fundamentally, I made weight loss my top priority for the last year. And I gave up things to make that happen, and also my other half has had to give up things to make that happen, and that's been a challenge. And I will say, trying to make it worth it has been a hard part of this process, especially when things aren't going so well, when I am kind of stalling, when I am finding it frustrating. It is hard to not let the pressure get to me, and that's something that really got to me. But the pressure is difficult. I will say the pressure is a big problem. the thing that I'm realizing is that it really does take a lot of effort to build the self-mastery to be where I am now, honestly. Like, I'm not done. I've still got a long way to go. But I've realized the skill that I have been truly been trying to develop is actually not weight loss, but it's about not letting my compulsions drive my behavior, my schedule, my day, my life. And wrestling control of that has been a very difficult process. Especially because, you know, so many people want to tell you, oh, just do this and then everything will fall into place. And to be honest, falling into place requires effort, is what I'm gonna say. I mean, I have a lot of gratitude for things that have really helped me a lot in this process, but it does take a lot. You know, every day I'm thinking about all the different things I'm trying to improve, and I'm not always successful. And I will say, you know, in line with the whole name of this blog, at least on Substack, is microdosing failure. I really have fell into the groove of that and realizing to continue to push forward, have to be okay with it's not going to be perfect. I'm not going to wake up one morning and tell myself, okay, I'm going to do this, this, and this, and then all those things happen with no hijinks, and it works out the way I imagine. Like, no, reality and life is about things not going the way you hope, maybe not the way you expect, maybe not the way you can even imagine. And that's kind of what makes this a difficult process, because, again, I'm trying to push as hard as I can. And I am a little nervous about the slowing down of the weight. I'm a little nervous that, you know, there's only so much weight you can lose in a given week. You know, for instance, the public health recommends, oh, don't lose more than 2 pounds a week, which I've been losing more than 2 pounds a week on average. But the thing is that I'm sure it's more of a percentage of body weight thing. I just know the closer I start to resemble a healthy body weight, the more that the upper ceiling of how much weight I can reasonably lose definitely goes down. And I'm noticing that just in the fact that swimming, walking, all the things I do now take way less energy than they used to. And that's honestly a great thing because it's expanded my range. I can do so many more things. I'm so much more capable. I'm glad I've been able to take things that were actually out of reach and make them into things that I'm trying to do on a regular basis. And it really has paid off. I have a video of me at the start of this, basically trying to say, hey, I think it's possible and I believe people can do it. Because at the start of this, I didn't believe it was possible. I didn't think really that it was something you could break out of, you know, this whole cycle of being heavy and being sad because you're heavy and then not being able to escape the whole situation. I can at least show you, Gabriel, you got 200 pounds down. You're not done. You haven't finished yet. But, you know, this is where we're at about 11 months later, and I'm pretty happy with it. It really has been nice to get so much sunlight this summer season. That's what I hated the most about being sick, is it was hard to get out, and I wanted to, you know, really get as much sunshine as I can, because I know I'm going to miss it in the winter. I am a little nervous about this winter coming up. I'm not sure how I'm going to navigate certain things. I mean, the uncertainty I have now is way higher life-wise than it was at the start of this journey. And I will admit there is still a lot of uncertainty that I'm dealing with that makes it hard to keep going. And I'll admit there have been moments of weakness, even lately, where I've been like, what's the point of continuing? Oh, I can walk now. I'm basically fixed. I should just, you know, let it go, you know, whatever. And it's like, I am excited about many of the fitness goals I can take on in this period. Like, between now and the goal weight, which is 15% body fat, but I don't know, maybe 180 pounds, maybe that sounds crazy to some people. Maybe I can get down to, like, I don't know what 15% body fat for me is, but I know I need to be below 200 to escape overweight. I mean, it's kind of funny because with this whole being sick and with craziness going on, my chart has kind of like crept up a bit. I did kind of get above the moving average again, which I'm not thrilled about, but I am glad I've been able to get back on the downtrend. I wish I was losing weight as fast as I was maybe 2 months ago, but I mean, that's how it works. I gotta build momentum back up, and I'm realizing that, like, activity is a big part of my strategy here, because for me, movement has been a big part of this journey because I need something to keep my mind preoccupied on. I need something to focus on, like, instead of dealing with the drudgery of all the weight loss, it's nice to be able to pour myself into something physical, something that is so new and different for me, because even the exercise I'm doing, yeah, I can do lunges now, yeah, I can pick myself off the ground, yeah, I can do all these crazy things, but it's kind of remarkable to me that, like, many of this is still new. Like, I, you know, it was funny, I had a dream the other day that I could do pull-ups. I could, like, pull up over my chest. And it's funny because it reminds me of when I was a kid. I used to have dreams I could fly. And the feeling of weightlessness I had in those dreams where I could fly was the exact same one when I was pulling myself up the pull-up bar in that dream. And it was hilarious because I woke up and I'm like, I can't do a pull-up. That's a long ways away. But you know, the magic really is progression. The magic is realizing maybe you can't do a pull-up, but maybe there are things on the way there. And I had already been doing the lat pull-down machine to try to work those muscles. But I found out that there's, you know, dead hangs. Dead hangs are really just a grip strength exercise where you hold on to a bar as if you're going to do a pull-up and you just hang there. And apparently it has good benefits for your spine. So I'm thinking I might want to get into that as soon as possible. And today when I was at the gym, I tried attempting a dead hang, and it was funny because I can hold it for, like, maybe less than a second, but hey, it's something to think about as I continue to lose weight, as I continue to get stronger. And I will say the strength gains is really something I've been able to appreciate a lot, because, you know, even carrying groceries, my inventory capacity as a human being has definitely expanded because I have a big gym bag. So when I do my walks, I take my gym bag, I can fill it up with groceries, I can fill it up with stuff. And all of that's, you know, amazing. And being able to carry more, like, milk isn't heavy anymore. You know, I can carry milk home without really thinking about, oh, is it hard to carry, you know, whatever. It's like, no, that's big, you know. It's like, I can definitely say strength training to do groceries is a good trade you can make if something you're interested in making easier for yourself, especially compared to where I started out. But, like, now going to get groceries and getting food and carrying a bunch of stuff is something I just do now. That's part of my routine. That's how I work in a bit of exercise. And I mean, I got greedy once I found out I could walk to, you know, a grocery store nearby, one of the farther ones, and carry stuff back. I'm like, I'm going to do this all the time. And it's like, I think I jumped the gun on that a little too early, but I know for the rest of the summer, I can do it pretty much as I want now. So it really has been nice to be able to be more capable in so many different ways. There is one, you know, thought I wanted to share about the fact that one of the things I've been thinking about is advice. You know, I'm sure somebody who watches this who, you know, may be a little heavy is like, oh, well, what's your secret? You know, it's like, honestly, my secret is I focused on this for an entire year and, you know, didn't have to worry about a job and, you know, other responsibilities too much. And so I'm cognizant of the fact that I am in a relatively unique position. And I guess it's kind of made me kind of sour on the idea of advice in general, because I don't know anybody else's situation. I have no intention of being some kind of weight loss guru where I say everybody, hey, I lost, you know, however many pounds, let me tell you these simple tricks, because it's like, I've known through this that it is a very personal journey. You know, there are things in my life that I had to make peace with, give up, or, you know, really tackle as a problem to make progress, and I had to make a lot of changes. I mean, I guess in my life, most of my biggest problems were stress management, and I had to do a full spectrum attack on stress management as a whole, and hey, it's worked really well. You know, my weight loss chart looks great as far as things consider. It's like, wow, it's such a straight line. It's like, yeah, but, like, this is the one thing I'm working on, and it has been hard in some ways because I'm realizing that I do need to work in more productivity so I can actually live a healthy lifestyle. You know, many people say that, oh, diet and exercise doesn't work because once, you know, you lose all the weight, you can just gain it back. And I'm realizing that maintenance is its own difficult challenge. I'm realizing that because I threw the kitchen sink at solving this, I may not be able to throw the kitchen sink at my weight in the future. I probably will have to deal with certain job responsibilities and life responsibilities that will make that harder. And so I'm really am trying to reflect on the strategies that I want to develop to be more resilient to lifestyle disruptions and challenges in life that allow me to keep my weight regardless of what, you know, life throws at me. And I'm realizing I'm still very far away from that. As far as like, have I fixed this? I'm like, no, I haven't even really begun to fix it, because I know the long road is a very different challenge across the board. And it's like, I guess I get a little disheartened, because I think in some ways, some people want to give advice, like, well, meaning, like, I know most people mean well. And hey, I like hearing suggestions, because I love to play with the ideas. I like to try things out. I like to learn more. I like to, like, put things into my mental map of how I understand the world and everything around me. So, like, I'm interested in hearing people's suggestions. But I think the idea of giving advice isn't something I'd really want to get into, because it's a very personal thing. Life situation somebody's in, the parameters they can play around with are not simple. I know what I would tell my past self. Hey, if you tried this earlier, if you do this, you know, I could have given my past self a lot of tips on how to get the ball rolling faster. But so many people's life situations are different. And I think that's probably the real problem with health and fitness influencer culture, so to speak, is that the biggest problem is that you're dealing with a situation where you're talking to the public. The public is not a person. The public is not a life. The public is an amalgamation of people from all different walks of life and circumstances. And some of those circumstances are quite hard. And so the idea that I can say, oh, just eat the way I did. Oh, you know, just grab frozen yogurt. Frozen yogurt is the best. You know, something like that. It's not a cure-all for everyone. It is a tool. And tools are great within their context, but you cannot throw a tool at everybody and then just blame them that's, you know, oh, it didn't work for them, so they must be the problem or whatever. And I've really been thinking more of the social side of this stuff. If you'll pardon my navel gazing, I mean, that's what I've been doing this entire time in these updates. You know, I'm a little worried that some advice is given, especially on the influencer circuit. It's given from a place of, oh, if these people have this advice and they don't act on it, well, then it's their fault. You know, then we can blame them. Then the problem goes away, because it's no longer about, you know, situations and people's responses to them, what's going on. It's, oh, we can just blame them. And I think that's something I'm really chewing on right now, is I'm trying to think, what is a better way to talk about health struggles? Because I don't know. I certainly, you know, have tried to keep this relatively small as far as, you know, where I broadcast it, you know. And the fact of the matter is that I do think there are important discussions that need to be had about health and problems that are, you know, getting worse over time. I understand. But I think how we talk about health troubles and how people and the situations that put people in those problems, that's a harder, you know, thing to disentangle. And I guess I've kind of realized that, like, the public discussion on anything is probably garbage, because public discussion does not have the time to give something the depth, the care, the personal touch that it needs. And so I'm realizing way more and more how much the personal element matters. And so I guess what I'm saying is I'm not trying to establish myself as a weight loss authority at all. I've been able to curb my own problems. And in the situation I'm in, that's great. And I'm very happy about it. But I think it's hard because I'm very concerned about the current discussion about health publicly being very politicized. And I think that can go into dark places really quickly. And to me, so much of this has to do with the fact that there's a lot of shame. And, I mean, listen, a lot of people are big nowadays. Yeah, I got to a pretty extreme degree. I can recognize how my own behavior put me into certain patterns that definitely got it as out of control as it was. But I'm very cognizant of the fact that the public at large is getting heavier all the time, and leaders, politicians, scientists, academics, influencers are all talking about this as if they're the problem. It's the big people, you know. Oh, it's the food environment. And it's like all these oversimplified sound bites that really do bother me. I mean, I do think as somebody who's going on this journey, I do have a responsibility to figure out how to talk about this. You know, I told myself from the beginning that I never wanted to forget how hard it was to get going on this, to take the leap of faith, to deal with all the things I've had to deal with going through this. And it's not a simple thing. It's not simple at all. Even in the very privileged situation I'm in, where I've been able to throw all my time at this as a top priority. Many people are not so lucky. And so I am humbled by the fact that it's not something everybody can do quite easily. And I'm even thinking more about the fact that it's like, yeah, I need to consider how I can do this while maintaining more responsibilities, while getting more done, while doing many things. And so I'm worried that the mainstream or even alternative mainstream discussions about health are going to be really just about quick fixes. And I don't think the right answers are quick fixes. I think we need to come together. We need to care about each other. We need to really think about these problems deeply and support who we can and really deal with people. Don't deal with the problems. You know, everybody is in the best situation to understand, recognize, and, you know, tackle their problems. But I think our job, at least as I understand it now, is to be there for other people how we can be. And I mean, paying it forward is something I'm really interested in figuring out how I can do. I mean, like I said, I don't want to be a weight loss guru out of this. I don't want to like beat the drum of like, oh, just do these things and it'll work. Like, I think it's more complicated than that. I think there's a bigger picture that needs to be understood. And so to me, what I'm really looking forward to is learning how to talk about these issues more deeply. I'm thinking I'll probably do a lot more writing, even when I'm done. I will probably go back over these videos and really dissect, you know, what I was thinking at the time and what I think people who, you know, are living without all that weight, you know, might want to understand, or vice versa, you know. Maybe I'll write letters to my past self, but like, hey, this is what it's like being a healthy body weight, you know, X many years into it. You know, there's a lot of places I can take this. But I'm realizing the personal touch absolutely matters. And that's been hard, because it is very, very hard to open up after you've isolated yourself from the world, because you're scared of it. You're scared of how you'll be received. You're scared of, you know, just the, you know, I really cut away from people. I lost so many friends by distancing myself from people because I was ashamed of getting big and the problems that associated with it. It was not an easy thing. And like, yeah, people grow apart in general. But I really worked hard to put together a tribe of people that was a big group, friend group that, you know, I really put the work in to, you know, really get something big going there. And, the problem was not that people grew apart. The problem was I let it go. And that's something I can definitely see how it put me on the direction I did. So if there's one thing I've learned, in this process, is that that's a mistake I don't want to repeat again. I want to be very, you know, approachable. I want to be very with the people that I'm with. I don't want to be sitting next to somebody and show consumed by guilt and shame that I'm not even having a conversation with them. I actually want to interact. I actually want to feel, you know, being around the people I love and, you know, actually, you know, experience these things. And that's really what I'm looking forward to, is as I'm becoming more capable, there's so much more I can do. And I'm excited for the road ahead. It's got to be hard. I mean, I definitely see the challenges that are coming, because things have been tight. Things have been very tight and stressful lately. And I'm just glad that I am no longer feeling like my own enemy. My last post I put out was about mental malware and, you know, your inner dialogue. And I can honestly say I'm in a much better place than where I was a year ago, even mentally, and how much that's intertwined with all this. So if you're interested in something a little heavier, that post is definitely worth reading. But I think that's where I'll leave you. I'm 200 pounds down. I'm feeling better. I'm able to do so much more. I'm feeling more capable. I mean, I wish I wasn't still sore. You know, I push myself hard and I get so sore, but like, that's part of the territory. Pain is a part of the process. But I really am looking forward to the road ahead. But thank you so much for listening, and I really do appreciate any comments, questions, or feedback. It really does mean a lot. And I wish you all an excellent one. Thank you so much for checking in.